spot.
Yeah.
We don't do enough clearing and hardscaping to do it. Hello?
Hey, is this Matt?
Yes, sir.
All right, it's John over at Local Splasher. I'm a little late on the call here. 2 minutes, man. Usually prompt, so.
it's all right.
Yes, sir. So I wanted to follow up with you on a few things, actually, because before we get started, I was literally looking at things because I was baffled by, you know, some of the things that you mentioned on there. I was like, I know for a fact that, you know, we got some really good reviews and everything. So I went ahead and I want to walk you through a few things myself on Google just to make sure you guys feel comfortable as well, too. Can you put me on speakerphone for just a second? I want to walk you through on Google.
Man, I'm a step ahead as always, bud. I'm one step ahead, but sometimes might be two steps behind. Who knows? We'll figure that one out later.
Yes, sir. So, Matt, when you go and you type in on Google, Local Splash Reviews.
Yep.
Right? I'm going to do it live with you.
Local Splash Reviews.
Yep.
On Google, yeah.
Now, you get a whole bunch of list of things, but on the right side there, you'll see for our reviews right there. If you click on that.
Hold on just a second.
Yes, sir.
Now, I got Site Jabber. I got Business Bureau. I got Bird's Eye.
Right.
Local Splash's website. Then the Google Glass Door. Let's go to the Google Glass Door.
Right? No, not Glass Door. That's for more. I would say that's more for employees on there. I wouldn't go on that one. But so I wanted to show like your live.
Which one do we need to be looking at then?
There should be reviews for literally if you hover over on Local Splash itself, it should have newest review. You can choose to say newest reviews, old reviews, things like that.
No, not getting any on that.
The Splash webpage?
Web page and it doesn't show recent reviews. Let me.
Okay. I was going to say.
One of us will find out that both of us can see what we're looking at. I'm not sitting there looking over each other's shoulder.
You could even go to BBB. That's you're familiar with the Better Business Bureau, right?
Yes.
Okay. That should be like the second one.
I looked that up earlier.
Yeah. Even on there, the reviews. Any type of complaints are always resolved, every one of them. And
I did see that everything was, it seems like they was all resolved. And my biggest thing is just to be straight up, I'm skeptical about using a marketing service because I have done door-to-door knocking and marketing myself, and it works well. But it is not efficient to perform the work also.
I was going to say, man, I've done, I'll be honest with you, I've done it myself, man. I used to do door-to-door sales myself, and not just for other companies, but for my own company. I mean, I had a family business. I'm just out there for you.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me.
So my parents own martial art businesses throughout the U.S., right? And back in the day, I would literally go – I mean, it's probably not legal anymore, or probably legal at the time either, but I would go put flyers on the cars at the shopping malls. Like, I would talk to each person. It wouldn't even be nearby, man. I would go to knocking on doors. Hey, you know, literally door knocking, door to doors to go ahead and generate business to get our name out there, you know. Just a little bit of old school way. And yes, it can work because it was our business, family business. You know, we know the value behind it. You know, we can work, we can help people. When you're working for another company on there, it's a little bit different as well too. It's even harder. But nowadays, you don't have to work that hard on there. It's way more like I think you put it best in terms here. It's way more efficient to get it out there. One review out there can be seen by hundreds, if not thousands. You know what I mean? So I know it's a little skeptical regarding on, you know, going to online on through the computer, but I have to say this, man, you know, it's the new age where everyone says, let's Google it. It's just the bottom line, you know, and just being able to adapt to the new age, we're able, we're, again, we specialize in this. Now, granted, I'm not going to lie, like being 18 years in business, you're going to have a few things that people are going to be saying.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, if you really look down to the really nitty and gritty on here, on BBB, we really do take care of our own. And that's a very credible site right here regarding on businesses on there, you know?
And this is, I'm looking, well, he's on the BBB like we was earlier. And I'm sitting here just looking at one of these sites like SiteJabber.com with your reviews.
That's one of the biggest negative complaints that I get.
Yeah, that's the biggest negative one that I see. Let's see how many are on. Okay, 7 of them out.
The first 4 that I looked like were, that I looked at were complaints like that.
And that's my biggest concern. All right. Our biggest concern right now is the fact of the what the negative is. I know it's all resolved, but it's, and trust me.
I don't want to have to resolve anything.
Exactly. Exactly. And I just wanted to show you guys that, you know, anything that was a credible thing to say, hey, listen, I want to make sure it's a great fit from the very beginning. And that's why our important part is right now, right? So the whole beginning is important, where everything I go over with you gentlemen right now, so for example, services you want to be found for, we go over keywords and phrases right now, and it takes 10 minutes, I promise you. But we also make sure on our tech call that I was mentioning that we set up for you, they re-go over those things and make sure it's on point as well too. So that way there is no hiccups, because I'm telling you right now, looking at all the newest reviews in the past year, I saw literally only one in there. And I don't know why they put a review like that, because we don't take what they mentioned was something about a website. And you can tell, I'm being honest, man. They said that we take a website, but we don't even do that. So I don't understand how that came about. But every other one, all those were 5-star ratings. And that's newest now. You know, so again, I just want to make sure you guys feel comfortable on that. And also for helping you guys on my end over here, getting your price down really low. This is also the best I can do on my end to help you guys build this business. So you have my commitment over here as well. All right, gentlemen, I want to make sure you guys are aware of that too.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, originally we're at, what, $299? And if you guys really dug in there, you'll see the pricing is actually $599 a month with the $299 setup. And that's how much I want to prove it to you. Say, give us a shot. Let me show you how much we can really do for you guys, okay? Like, that's how confident I am behind it. Willing to give my money in my pocket to say, hey, listen, out of Local Splash's company's money, I know for a fact we can do it. And I know that down the road you're going to be like, okay, John, what else do we could do? I would like to spread my wings a little bit further, because that's the goal, right? So.
Okay.
So what do you guys say? You ready to give a shot? I just need 1% of your trust and 99% to earn the rest.
Are you talking about the price that you last gave us at $149, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, you got it.
Okay. And then the extra $100 for, well, the $99 for the initial sign-up fee, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
All right. And that comes with the website?
Everything we spoke about. I have it in writing here.
Okay, good. And screenshot that and send me a text or something, please. Like, take a picture and send that to me, or I can write it all down.
Well, believe me, you're going to get so we're going to do a voice verification part. Did we already do that part? I just want to make sure, because I think we already went through.
No, because that's when we started back.
We never continued on with it.
Okay, we'll do that first, so that way you can see everything that we're talking about. And if you guys, like, again, we want to earn your business for a long time, but if you feel like, hey, we're not meeting the criteria or anything like that, you can call client services to cancel 3 days before next billing cycle is due. Like, you'll hear me go over that. That way it's under recording for you guys. That's the actual added protection for you. But not only that, once the payment goes through, we send you the invoice, has everything we spoke about, including your website as well, too, everything. Like, and you'll have a text that'll come through and an email that comes through to you guys. And I'll walk you through all of it, and then we'll go over the specifics as far as your hours of operations, things like that as well, too. So that way I have it all in there. Again, this is not my first rodeo. I want to make sure you guys understand that this is something I'm doing for you guys to prove to you to say that this is going to work for you just well.
That's what we're looking for.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So I already went over a few things. I just want to make sure I have it all here and the system didn't change anything. So give me a second. And I just want to confirm, we agreed for it's going to be Matt's handyman service, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Working Hands. Oh, sorry. Working Hands LLC. Handyman and More is what the full thing is on my card, but it's Working Hands LLC ultimately.
Okay. So I'm glad you asked that. All right. So I got Working Hands as in plural, and then we got LLC. And then do you want me to put the Handyman and More, or do you want to just keep it that LLC?
Handyman and More means you can catch more business.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Did you hear Justin?
I did. I was going to suggest that, actually, to be honest, so.
Okay.
Okay, well, now
the and, that is actually the whole reason it's on my card was the handyman and more. Because okay. If I go saying Pacific Structural Members, then people's going to.
Right. It could drive it away.
Yeah.
We're all on the same page, you guys. Don't worry. Now the and, is it spelled out A-N-D or is it the and sign?
I ain't
got
the card. And just do the and symbol. Because right? I'm out of cards and I'm gonna redo the cards. And will there be a way for me to change contact information if my number changes?
Of course, yes, sir. We're very flexible. You'll probably be talking a lot with the techs or the account management team. So just let them know and they'll make those modifications for you as soon as possible for you. Again, we're open Monday through Friday. So anytime during that time, then we got you. Okay.
Okay.
Let me make sure I got a few things on my end. Now is the address the same still then for it? The 346 Wilbank Street?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure. Gotcha. All right. Make sure it's coming through here.
You heard.
Okay. Now I remember we're gonna do it under the other card, so I want to make sure everything's set. So on the card was William Justin Rowell. Did I pronounce that correctly? Yep. I feel horrible.
Powell. Just pronounce Powell with an R.
I love that, man. All right. Pow. All right, cool. All right, so Raul. And we got to the point where we got the address for his 425 Lookover Drive, Anderson, South Carolina, 29621, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And again, I'm going to ask for the card number, but I'm not going to charge it until we do a voice verification, okay? So I'm just asking for the card number for right now. It's under a Visa, though, correct?
Yes, sir. It is a Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for you when you are.
4130 3702 0004 7969.
Okay.
What are you laughing
at? And what is the expiration date on that?
It'd be 08/26.
Okay, and the security code?
It would be 390, yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Again, I'm not processing nothing. I want to go over this real quick with you. So we're going to do a voice verification. Okay, this is what I was telling you guys about. So I want to make sure it's all recorded, okay? You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so when I come to the part when I ask to please state your name and title within the business, I want you to one answer it at a time, but I want you to both answer that one for me, okay? So that way you both have permission to go ahead and go through with all of this. So here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, sorry, dude. I was thinking about the job that I'm standing at right now, and I kind of missed that. How is that? Like, we've got two people, we're partners in, you know, partners in the business, so what am I, how are we going to do that? I'm Matt Smith, part owner of Working Hands LLC. Mm-hmm. We are a handyman and more service.
Okay.
From pressure washing to carpentry to decks and hardscapes.
Well, save all that ammo for me. Yeah, all that ammo, I want to save it for the things I'm going to put in the services to be found for. But on this part, for the voice verification part, it's going to be a part where I say, please state your name and title within the business. You just going to say your first, last name, and then your title, like CEO or CFO, like however. But I just want to make sure you're both are on that part, so that way, when it comes for the future, let's say that Justin would like to call in and then count under a different name, they'll see that he's on there as a person that can go ahead and get information and things like that as well, too. Does that make sense?
Yes. Does the word owner or partner work, or do we have to label that? Okay, we're just going to be – we're both going to say owner, so.
Yes, that's fine. Don't overthink it too much there, man. I got you.
Like I said, I've been door-to-door and Angie lists on marketing. So we're new to this, and we're just trying to take some of the workload off of us
so we
can actually get the work and have the money coming in.
Yes, that's the goal on this whole thing is we want to make sure spending more time on the quality leads and the right people in the right areas and spending less time on the ones that are not – I call them tie wangsters, okay? We never want to do that. So I got you. All right, here we go. So – welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Working Hands, LLC, Handyman, and more.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Matthew Smith, part owner.
Good. And then also, we also have another one as well.
Justin Rowell, part owner.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. And are you both authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes. Yes.
All right. And you are both authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right. So here. To get results as fast as possible is important you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to stop right there, okay? So that's where we come into play about the security question. All right. Now, I believe we set one up before, or did we not get to that yet?
No, we didn't get to that.
Okay. Let's make sure we do that right. Right after this, okay? I want to make sure we do that because if there's any – I don't care if they're saying they're Local Splash. If they're saying they're Local Splash and they're asking for more money or they're asking for information, if they don't know the security question or the answer, hang up right away and let me know, okay? But I don't want you falling for any scammers out there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right. So your payment for an initial term and account setup will be charged today on October 20th in the non-refundable amount of $248. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 20th in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Perfect, gentlemen. Like I said, I was very transparent. Everything we talked about was right in there, right? So I want to make sure you guys know.
No, I won't care. I mean, I appreciate you taking
the time,
and being honest.
Yes, sir.
And because I don't.
Yeah, I don't beat around the bush, man.
We don't need to.
I love it, man. That's why I know we're gonna do right. We're gonna do right. All right, let's go over the security question for you guys though, and make sure to write it down, save it for the both of you. We have three choices. We have one is mother's maiden name, or city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
These are the only things we can do?
That's the only ones we can choose from, yeah.
Okay. What were they again? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
What do we do? Both of us can fucking remember. City we started in?
Yeah, let's do that.
Instead of city we were born in or whatever,
yeah.
Like he just said.
Yeah.
We'll just go with that question, we'll do that with our answer.
That works.
You want to do that?
Works, yeah. That works.
All right.
Works.
So what city you want to be? Okay. Cornelius, Baldwin?
No, let's use where you're at.
Anderson?
Yeah, let's do that because it's different. Everybody knows me around here.
Okay. All right. We'll go with the security question about the what city you were born in, I believe it was.
Okay. And then for the answer on that?
The answer for that would be Anderson.
Okay. Right. Now, again, that's very important. Do not say, hey, what's the answer to this question, right? Just say, hey, what is my security question? Or even, and if they know that, great. What's my answer then? Okay.
Okay. So ask them first if they know if they know what the question is.
Exactly.
If they do know what the question is, then ask them for an answer.
Better believe it. Yes, sir. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right.
So okay.
Double check something right now to make sure, because again, I put in my own money in myself here to make sure to make this happen for you guys. So I'm going to make sure that there's not a dollar more. Okay. Give me 1 second here. Okay, looks like we're good to go. So I'm going to go ahead and charge the account for $248, and then once that goes through, you're going to receive a text message and an email, okay?
Okay.
Which number?
Which number and what email did we use?
Okay.
We used my email, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Come up 8911.
Okay.
At email.
Yep. Okay. So, and which number was the text message going to?
Well, I go to the 8384.
Okay.
There we go. Works out perfect.
Yeah, it works out fine.
We did that on purpose.
I love it. All right, cool. So, there's a few little things that we're going to do. Let me know once you guys get a text message, though.
Matt, there's one here, but...
Oh, sorry, bro.
That's all right.
Mine's a 3.
Okay.
Somebody tried to charge $170-something on my fucking cash.
Really?
Yeah,
that's why I just
locked
your
card.
I didn't know. I'm getting rid of that thing.
But I lock mine every time I get done using it.
Really?
Yeah. Before I go in the store and use it, I'll unlock it. And as soon as I come out the store, I lock that bitch back.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually,
that's
right. I would do
dude.
The same thing, man.
Yeah. That's why I don't use Venmo, because I got scammed, tried to get scammed on it, but luckily I don't keep a lot in it. That's just in case customer don't have cash or check, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go over that, actually, with the both of you. I have a suggestion just from me personal. Do you guys ever use Zelle by any chance?
He does. I got to set mine up.
Yes, sir. I actually do use Zelle.
Yeah.
I use it through my bank account.
I was going to say, yeah, because as of right now, they don't do any taxes on top of that. And then also, it's straight from the bank account. You know they're not messing with you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to get mine then.
Yeah, we got your text message here.
Okay, beautiful. On that text message, it should be like an invoice, and it says click here to sign something like terms of experience or terms and conditions. Do you see that anywhere?
Terms, right. /terms of experience. To see the complete terms of experience, please click here.
Yep.
Keywords, direct submissions. This is everything going down through here. We'll have to read this later. There's no way I can read all that right now.
That's okay. That's everything we talked about in there for you. And again, remember, it's included your Facebook stuff because it's not about if you guys want to use it in the future, your things like that, that's not in there for you, okay? We're not doing no Facebook or anything like that.
No,
we're just
putting
that service. Yep, exactly. So I made sure of everything on there for you, okay? Now, if you notice, on the very bottom, there's a part where you can sign. It's just an electronical signature.
Sounds like it, too. Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're going to type in your first last name and then the date, and you have to click. It'll say, like, click here, hit yes, or something like that. Let me know once that goes through where it takes you.
I'm sorry, sir. Can we back up just a little bit? Where am I supposed to find this at? I apologize. Well,
no, you're good. So when you click on from the text message, you're going to click that Terms of Experience.
Yes, sir.
And then
got that.
Perfect. And you go all the way to the bottom there where it should say it'll have like a spot for you to click to sign your name.
Ah, okay. I see it here.
There you go. Yep. And it's going to type it in exactly how you see it there, the date as well.
Date too, then.
It's already there. Username, what would the username be?
I don't know. Have we made one?
Nope. So did it take you through to the user login and password?
Yes, sir, it did.
Perfect. Leave it as it is. So right there, that's what the techs are going to develop with you guys, okay? We'll make sure that they get everything up and running with you. Now,
okay.
With that being said, let's go ahead and set up a tech call. We talked about this, right? So we want to make sure you have an hour window. It usually doesn't take like that. It just depends on how much content you want to talk and how much questions you have for them, but they would call within that hour to get things running with you.
Okay. Are they somebody that I need to talk to about possibly adding another user?
No, you would talk to me first. Yes.
Okay. So, well, is that some sort of possibility? Because while me and Matt are working, I do have my wife do a lot of work, business work for us.
Oh, okay. Actually, what's your wife's name?
It's Angelica.
And hi, Angelica. Nice to meet you. Sorry, I didn't know your name. How do you spell your name, Angelica?
It's for me, Angelica, A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A.
Awesome. All right. And Raul. Okay. I put her as an authorized user on here already. Okay? I just did it for you guys.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Awesome. And then for tomorrow, they will probably ask for Matt. Did you guys... You don't have to be in front of a computer. It just, again, I'm going to go over a lot of things with you right now. It takes about 5 more minutes, but we need to set that tech call because that's when they really start the magic for you guys.
Okay.
Do you guys have availability tomorrow by any chance?
Have what?
Availability tomorrow.
Availability? What you got planned for tomorrow, Matt?
I don't know right now.
Well,
y'all need to set up time that y'all make phone calls.
Can we set up a time for us all? And
then tell me, I'm right.
Yes, sir. As of right now, both of us can be available, I guess, around 1 o'clock. Is that okay with you?
Let me double check. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, sorry. I'll stop.
Thank you.
All right. So that'll be it. Because they run on PST time, just letting you know, because it's found in Fountain Valley, California, as you guys done your research and everything. So it's going to show – I'm going to give you guys an email from a Google Calendar at 10 a.m., which is 1 o'clock your time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second.
Do we need to be available for a phone call? Yeah. I'm going to let Ian desktop at home at mom's house.
I got Joe's shit, but I don't know how to use Joe's shit. He's got like 4 fucking screens hooked to a damn one fucking tower.
If you can get Joe on the phone and just if he has password or anything, I can get on it. And I know how to work PCs.
Okay. Well, I mean, they said he was going to call and ask for Matt.
Y'all probably won't end up doing 3-way, though.
Oh.
Realistically, knowing y'all too.
Okay.
Sorry, that's amazing.
Hey, man, I can hear them all. Damn.
Leave
me alone.
Yeah, we're both old.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's okay, guys. It's okay.
All right, guys. So I just sent the invite to you. It should come through to the same email, the come up 8911.
She's holding it, man. She's probably walking.
Oh, damn. I ain't never heard of that. I got to remember that.
I thought it died.
Okay, anyway, business.
Okay, anyway. All right. Take the phone. All right. I need your phone.
Look for him. I'm looking for that email.
8911.
This is 3. Oh, okay. Never mind.
All right, there it is. Come up.
Yes, we've got it.
Perfect. Go ahead and hit yes for me.
Yes.
Apologize for our quirkiness.
No, man, I freaking love it.
Oh, I love it.
Is it supposed to them?
Polybod.
It's supposed to them.
And as far as this username and password on the local Splash, what do we need to do for that?
So the text, when they call you tomorrow, they're going to develop with you guys. So you don't have to do anything
okay.
from there. Yeah.
All right, cool. So we got to be on the computer and your phone? Is that what we're saying?
Nope.
Okay, so what, right here? Tomorrow, the developer or whatever is going to go over and create the account for y'all.
Okay.
That's what the phone call tomorrow is going to be about.
Okay.
Yep. They're going to go over the things that I'm going to go over right now. Just they're not going to start from scratch. So I'm helping you guys proceed to speed up the process for you. Okay?
That's good to me.
Yep. Okay. So also, let's go over some magic here. As far as the phone number that you want your customers to call, what phone number would that be?
Both of them, preferably.
Both of them? Okay. All right. So, let me do that. And, Justin, or actually, let's see here. Justin, what's your phone number, just so I don't have to go back and forth on the account here?
762-230-1331.
Okay, perfect. And now, would you guys like them to contact only by call, or do you want them to also be able to text you and, or email you, or all three?
I kind of like to try and stay away from the emails on that because I already got enough coming through business-wise from my emails and banking and everything like that. So I'm cool with the calls and the texts. But the emails, I kind of try and stay away from that. Now, Matt, he might have a different preference, but.
If you want to send emails, send it to workinghandsga@gmail.com. But we prefer to stay with the phone as much as possible. But if we can't, for customers wise, we would rather stay with the phones.
Okay,
and
I mean, if you want, I can just say not put it. If you want that,
well,
I'd rather just not put it in there because they are going to see it, you know? So you already know a customer, they're going to do it. All right, so I'll just put those two phone numbers for phone and text only, okay?
Yes, sir. It's just so hard these days to determine whether an email is spam or anything else. I'd rather just not fool with it.
Yeah. No, I hear you 100% on that. Okay, let's go over the services, the keywords and phrases that you guys want to be found for. Spit them out for me off the top of your head here, and I'll go ahead and jot them down in there for you, okay?
Matt, what do you think?
Keywords
that people search for to bring us up. Was that correct?
Yeah, just like think about the services. Stick with services for now because we're going to help you with the back end and give you some more ideas with the text as well too, okay?
Mowing and stuff, but more like between, like underbrush, growed up. Turn for that.
I'm sorry, say one more time.
Okay. For instance, if we use the tree in here, just a bunch of growth. Give us just a second.
No, you're good.
A bunch of growth happens, right? And they wanted the yard pushed back. They wanted to open up your yard and
brush and
that big brush cleaned up, brush removal. It's a small change.
Brush removal. I don't want that to get confused because I don't want to come in here and start digging around and somebody's old ass fucking pile trying to get rid of it.
Right.
But
But it is technically in an arborist. In an arborist.
Okay, well, let's take that on the and more brush. Then. Let's put that in the more section.
All right,
so let's, we can go on. And then, from pressure washing.
To painting, to carpentry. You got the carpentry down.
Handyman.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to say there's a lot of
so just basically handyman general services.
Handyman. Yeah, property management.
Oh, gentlemen, also.
Sorry.
In the middle here. No, you're good. I want to work with you guys on it too, just because, you know, just from hearing a lot previously in my past as well too. I mean, I kind of looked up online already as well too, as far as like past stuff. Do you guys still, obviously we want to put handyman in there, right? Handyman services. Do you guys do flooring or decks?
Yes, I'm actually specialized in both.
Beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to put all that. What about roofing? Okay, what about roofing repairs?
I have little roofing experience, but I believe Matt has experience doing that as well.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll put him. Carpentry? Obviously.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yes, yep. Okay. Carpentry.
That's 20 plus years on that right there.
Nice. All right, so I have all that so far. Is there anything that I might be missing?
Carpentry. You know, general fixtures, like maybe ceiling fans, you know, stuff like that.
I think that would cover under like the handyman services.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Basic remodel?
Basic remodel. I like it. Okay. That's okay. I think that's good enough for right now. As long as you guys are all there tomorrow to talk with the tech then at that point. I'm going to put in here for them to say, please advise customer may want to add more, so that way they can bring it up with you guys, okay?
Yes, because, I mean, we can be a one-stop shop, really, because, I mean, I've been in contracting for 20-plus years. I know everybody that can do everything. So it's kind of one of them. That's where that and more comes in. I can get the jobs done that you need. Just ask. And if I can't or am not available, I will tell you and I will refer you to somebody.
Yeah.
Yep. Got you. No worries. I love that though. It's like, it's almost like you're honest with them saying, if I can't do it, I will find someone that will do it for you. Get the job done.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
All right. Cool. Cool. Okay. So I have that in there for you guys right now. Now, I know we're not going to touch or do anything with the Facebook, but we are going to go ahead and if you guys have a business page Facebook, then we would like to put the link up so that way it's easier to be found. Do you guys have one at the current moment?
There's no telling what's on it, and I do not want to use that. I do not have one for my business.
Okay. Okay, I'll put no.
I don't have one as well. Honestly, Facebook's just done nothing but caused me a lot of problems and trouble, so I'm trying to do away with it.
No worries. All right, I put no on there. And now, far as we're going to build you your website, now, I just want to make sure I have to ask the question. Did you guys try building a website in the past where you own a domain? If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then don't worry about it.
honestly, I have no idea what...
Okay,
that's okay. I know I have my own domain that is too close to my personal space, but that's about the only domain I know about.
All right, I got you. All right, and then also I got here. Let's go over – I know we went through this, but I have to go through it here. I want to make sure. We're going to be going about 20 miles out from Baldwin. Just want to confirm on that, correct?
One more time, sir. I'm sorry.
We want to go about 20 miles out from Baldwin, correct?
25 miles.
Yeah, 25 miles. I know we had to change the distance due to the cost to get down to be affordable.
I got
you. So, yes, 20 miles is fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I put 20 to 25 miles out of Baldwin just to see if I can help you guys out, okay? I'm not sure. No promises on that, okay?
That works.
All right. And then now let's go over hours of operations.
Hours of operation. You want to do a 9 to 6 or 8 to 5 or you want to do – how do you? What do you want to do?
20 miles, you're generally looking at an hour's travel time.
I mean, I am. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
so what I would do, yes, with travel time and traffic and all, I would rather do more of a,
is this office hours or actual on-site hours? Is it business hours or on-site hours?
So this is what it's going to show. Let's say I go on Google right now and I type in handyman nearby, and I see your business pop up on that first page. I see a direct number, those numbers to call. I see a website, I see reviews, and I see the hours of operations right there. So whichever you guys want to put up on there to show them, this one I'm going to put in your court because, you know, if anything, this is not my field on this part.
Okay. All right. Well, business hours, we're going to do 8:30 to 5. Because we're both early risers, but that'll give us enough time to be prepared to be sitting in front of whatever we need to when we're talking to customers and taking leads, so on and so forth. And he has a substantial drive to get down here until we figure out.
Until we expand.
That's perfectly fine. And then far as the days, is it Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
20 years of construction and grading and tree removal between the both of us. I'm ready to have my weekends off if possible.
I hear you. I always try to work hard for my weekends. You know, I got to earn it, you know? So I love that. Okay. Last question, you guys. We're ready. We're almost done. We made it through here. As far as your payment, how would you like the customers to pay you? Cash, check, card, Zelle. I know we got Zelle in here, obviously.
I will not take a check.
Yeah, no checks.
No checks.
Okay. So cash.
If it is not immediately transferable and is not able – as long as and cannot be withdrawn for bouncing, I'll take it.
Okay. What about PayPal then? You guys do that?
I will do PayPal.
Okay.
But
I think I have a PayPal.
I do too. I have a PayPal. I have PayPal app. I just don't like it. I like it because it insures your money. PayPal. I'm not. Where did it go? Oh, here you go. PayPal for sure.
PayPal. Okay, got you guys. All right, so we've got the PayPal on there. So I got cash, Zelle, PayPal, debit and credit, or no?
I can. Not as of right now. I wanted to get with the Clover system, but they're actually super expensive.
I can't do that.
I think the taxes on that, they charge per swipe in off of the whole, I guess, something like that.
I'm going to look into Square for y'all, which is a
car. Yeah, exactly what it is. Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can get one authorized through the business.
Okay.
And then
I can do Zelle for right
Let's
now.
Do Zelle. We'll keep it PayPal Zelle because both of us has got a PayPal, and I'm going to set up Zelle. So we'll be linked up. There's no problem with that.
Beautiful. All right. So I have everything in there. Now, if you guys decide to add other further things for payment, again, let our account management team know. So let's say, for example, you get a cube. I know some people, businesses do that. If you do add something like that, just let us know so that we can put it up online. Because the more the customer sees that it's convenient for them, like, oh, they can take a card through Cube. Perfect.
The more likely they are to go with that business.
I mean, I want to use that, but I just had to lock my card because somebody tried to do $174 on it.
Oh, they can still send money to you while that card's locked. There's just nobody can charge that card.
No one can charge that card. Right.
You get some drink for money and everything.
Yeah,
you
can still do everything you want.
Yeah, you can cash out.
Nobody can charge that
card. I don't really want to do Venmo. I used to have it.
My Venmo's broke. So I can't do it.
I can do Venmo. I just don't remember my login.
But I'd rather stay away from Venmo.
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah, as far as the... No, you're okay. I just want to make sure to give my 2 cents on there as far as the Venmo goes. Just be careful. They do taxes on that if they see on there. So if there's a choice between Venmo and Zelle, I always choose Zelle, me personally.
I appreciate it. I'm down with it.
All right, you guys. I told you I'm going to say this before. You know, I'm going to say we got us all taken care of. We're all set. We're all ready. We got your tech call for tomorrow. And I'm very happy to say welcome to the family. You know, we're going to take care of you guys here at Local Splash. You both should have my my number, my email, my extension on there is in the email as well, too. So if for any reason you guys can't get a hold of these technicians or our account management team, email me or give me a call. I'll always answer for you guys, okay?
All right.
Do you have any further questions for me before I let you go? I want to make sure, man, because I'm pretty excited for you guys. I really am.
Not really on any questions.
I believe I'm good right now. Can you think of anything?
Yeah, give us just a second. Make sure we ain't missing nothing because we're thinking about work. So at the same time.
Yeah, okay.
I might have missed this, but after everything's set up and paid for, how long until y'all start getting income, jobs, or leads, or whatever, after everything's set up and paid for?
Yeah, she was
perfect. So within the first 5 to 7 days, you're going to start seeing, because all the directories are going to be submitted by that time, so you guys are going to start seeing some fruition come to play slowly from that point right there already. So
okay.
the website does take, again, this is average, so it might be quicker for you guys, I don't know, but... Our average is anywhere from 7 to 14 days, okay? So we move fast, but just hang with it on there, okay? Now, everything starts to fully, like, work all together. You start seeing, you know, the real big results within 30 to 45 days, okay?
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. All right, everyone. Well, hey, it's a pleasure talking with all of you, and thank you for giving us a shot to really prove this to you, okay? Again, please don't ever hesitate to give me a call if you guys need anything, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care. Bye, Angelica.
Thanks.
We'll see you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.